brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's official. Obama is trying, along with the globalists, to direct the FCC to take over the internet and non-broadcast television, and to set up these political officers, these commissars, literally out of the old Soviet Union, to come in and inspect your media operation for political correctness. And even the FCC's head has been saying he's against some of what the board wants to do. But again, it's like a city council or something. We had good FCC head back in 1988. Spurred on by the deputy head, the deputy commissioner, I guess you'd call him, and that's Bruce Fein. And by the way, let's get Bruce Fein on immediately. I mean, today if he can do it. I don't know why I didn't click to get the guy who spearheaded ending the Fairness Doctrine on, to ask the top lawyer expert that advises Congress, and Ron Paul, Rand Paul, you name it, Ted Cruz. We need to get him on to find out how he thinks we should kill this. DrudgeReport.com has the headline, and it's true. Feds warn Drudge faces regulation. And the news site that he linked to crashed. And remember, last week, I directed my writers, and they did do some stories on this, but quite frankly, they weren't sensational enough. I mean, if aliens land in Central Park, you run the headline, Aliens Land in Central Park. If the government's trying to come in with web taxes, web tracking, the end of free internet, and by free, the free movement of info, you call it total takeover of the internet. Paul Watson did do a report on that. But the next issue of the magazine, not the one that just came out, 1776 Part 2, but the next issue, I want it on, hey, are you ready for the end of internet freedom? Because it's here. It ain't coming. It's being announced. The keys to the internet are being given to the UN so they can claim, oh, the UN did it. Look, I've got mainstream news articles here. The Hill, FCC's grab for new regulatory power could go beyond broadband providers. No kidding. I've read last week the new rule changes, and it says, even over political speech and everything, and it ends net neutrality. I mean, it's the end of the internet, folks. They've already built the new one where you have no rights and are biometrically accessing it. Three strikes, no judge, no jury. You're banned from the internet into an electronic ghetto. Because we're dependent on the web now. Net neutrality's death could spark populist revolt. With echoes of the Gilded Age, Washington coddles moneyed, monopolistic internet barons. Oh, yeah, you know who's going along with all this. Microsoft. Now, Google acts like they're against it on the surface, but it is a fake resistance. Because most of their employees are good people. I mean, they are. I know some of them. Most of the people at YouTube are good people. They don't like what's happening. So the Google execs are like, oh, yeah, we're concerned about this. Well, you're not really concerned about it because I've looked at the money that's being given. They're giving money for Internet 2, the end of the Internet. They don't call it the end of the Internet. They call it Internet 2 like it's something new, like smart meters, a box in your car that taxes you. Doesn't that sound great? It's got smart in front of it. Be like walking up to your neighbor with a baseball bat and going, this is smart baseball bat, and whacking them across the nose, smashing their nose or knocking their teeth out and going, don't call the police. It's smart. Smart Louisville Slugger on the side. Well, we're very dumb to go along with all this. So there's some of those headlines. They are not going to let us end their monopoly of media control. They're going to try to shut us down. But people have a hunger for liberty, and we can go offshore now if we have to and run InfoWars. And there'll be ways for people to get around it. But as we get curtailed, remember InfoWars.com, PrisonBunny.com may not be here in the future for easy access. You've got to download, save our video and audio reports because they'll be evergreen 10 years from now. You've got to save the text reports. You've got to save everything. Because they want to convert over to the cloud where they can erase everything and memory hole it. We're going to break down the strategy to end free speech globally and our strategy to crush the enemy. It is an info war.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We've got some really good news, ladies and gentlemen. Of the three different things that could happen generally with the Ukraine crisis, this is the middle road. The best scenario would be that George Soros, NATO, and the globalists that have seized Europe and the U.S. wouldn't have overthrown the elected Ukrainian government that didn't want to join the EU and didn't want to join Russia as well. The West wouldn't have overthrown that government and destabilized the entire region in an attempt to get a new Marshall Plan, tens of trillions of dollars pumped into the globalist coffers in the name of stabilizing Europe that they have destabilized. So the best scenario would be that this never happened. The next best scenario is that Russia just basically lets NATO steal Ukraine and loot the resources and put the people deeper into debt, as they're now doing under the IMF, because at least it doesn't start World War III. We sacrifice Ukraine to the New World Order. It's one more country that they've gobbled up like the blob. The problem with that is they're just going to move on to the next country on Russia's border and do it and become emboldened, but at least it pushes the can down the road a little bit. it kicks the can. The really bad scenario is that the Russians, who have been clearly with paramilitary forces shooting down helicopters, Ukrainian government-controlled, Soros-controlled helicopters that have been attacking civilian targets, the Russians are opening up with what looks like surface-to-air shoulder-launched missiles and shooting down the helicopters. But in video after video, we showed one yesterday, the helicopter opens fire, the Russians then, from a whole other direction, you see a missile come up and shoot the helicopter down. So the Russians are sitting there with missiles waiting. The helicopter comes in, attacks a police station, attacks a church, attacks a group of protesters. The Russians then shoot it down. If NATO calls in airstrikes on those Russians, the Russians will then start responding. But for whatever reason, probably because the criminals that run our government are targeting the criminals in the Russian government and are targeting their Swiss bank accounts, Putin Poot is backing off, at least for now. Now, that could be a military feint, but quite frankly, Russia has been in a defensive mode. And again, I don't romanticize Russia, but they are not trying to sterilize the U.S. population. They're not trying to break up the family. They're not trying to put cancer viruses in vaccines. They're not teaching their kids 2 + 2 = 5. The Russians are doing nothing to us. The Chinese globalists are running all over us, totally taking over, working with the globalists inside the U.S. China is a massive threat. And censoring our media, censoring Hollywood, just involved all over the world as the U.N. global army enforcer. They will be the troops for the U.N. army. In every globalist document, 7277, 1963, you name it, look it up. But the good news is, New York Times, Putin says Russian forces withdrew from Ukraine border. I don't just believe the New York Times. I went to the Russian ITARTAS and RT. They basically merged all those systems into RT Global. And he indeed said that. President Vladimir V. Putin of Russia said today that Russian troops had pulled back from the Ukrainian border, and he urged separatists in eastern Ukraine to postpone a referendum planned for Sunday. So you heard that. The separatists have the votes. It's mainly Russian in the east. They're going to vote to split away. And NATO and others are on record, along with the Ukrainians, saying in Der Spiegel and in the London Guardian, this will be World War III. We are preparing to attack Russia. We're preparing. And so Russia has blinked, ladies and gentlemen, and is pulling back. And I predict NATO will just continue to attack. I mean, that's what they do. They're not going to stop. Because it's okay, because they're liberal. It's okay if our government funds al-Qaeda to murder Christians all over Africa and the Middle East. Because, well, I mean, Obama's black. And it's okay. He has a peace prize, folks. And it's okay if they slaughter 40,000 blacks in Libya because the al-Qaeda people are racist against blacks. Because Obama's black. And it's okay if Ukrainian troops and tanks are massing all along the Russian border. Because, I mean, look, George Soros said so. And look, Obama said that it's a duly elected government. Like, we'll cue that up later and play it. I mean, it's not elected. It was overthrew the Ukrainian government. Everybody knows that. But so what? He said it's duly elected. And so the duly elected governments must be overthrown now. Because the coup government's not duly elected because it is duly elected. 2 + 2 = 5. So there you go. 2 + 2 = 5. That's the way it is. President Vladimir V. Putin of Russia said today that Russian troops had pulled back from the Ukrainian border, and he urged separatists in eastern Ukraine to postpone a referendum planned for Sunday. He's saying stand down. I guess the Russians just love their kids, and they say discretion is the greater part of valor. And I guess they've shot down enough Ukrainian helicopters and blown up enough of their tanks. And so now they've been given the word that NATO is going to start full-bore military operations and World War III. That's the only reason Russia would back down like this. And I bet money that if there is any type of attack now on the Russians, you're going to see the Russians pour across the border. Let's go back to that headline the guys just put up from AFP. Of what the NATO commander said, or that's Reuters. NATO commander says we must consider permanent troops in Eastern Europe. I mean, this is a build-up on the Russian border. by the narcotics trafficking, child trafficking, most corrupt agency outside the Chinese communist government, NATO. NATO is unmitigatedly evil, ladies and gentlemen. They run all the criminal operations, basically, in Europe. The organized crime, everything. That's what NATO is. That's why Bilderberg created it. That is Spectre. To use a Ian Fleming OSS term. They are Hail Hydra, cut off one head, two more grow. And there is no amount of appeasement that Russia can engage in. Now, again, some said there could be a double game where Russia would partition and get half of Ukraine. And that could end up going there. But the globalist under Cheney, who was the real president, backed off when they did the probing operation in 2008 in Georgia. This time, Russia is backing down. So I want to ask the listeners, where do you think this is going to go? I want to ask veterans. I want to ask Eastern Europeans. I want to ask Russians. I want to ask anybody in England, Europe. I mean, you're all really affected by this. Americans are as well. So we'll have open phones for first-time callers. Even if you're from the U.S. or Israel or Germany, it doesn't matter. Everybody's affected, or Japan, by a nuclear war. But this is really happening. And they've got Russian ships off our coast, Russian bombers off the coast. I mean, this is really kicking up, ladies and gentlemen. And the globalists are initiating it. So here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you're outside the country, dial your country access code. And 651-695-7755. That's 651-695-7755 is the international line. And let's open up our phone system here for folks strictly in Europe, Eastern Europe particularly. Love to hear from Ukraine or Russia. Dial your country code and then 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That'll take a few minutes to get our phone system turned on here, but you got the network system up in Minnesota. They route through our offices, and then we've got our own phone system. We have redundancy here because occasionally there are problems. A couple times a year we like to have backups, so you can use both systems today, and we can see if somebody from Europe can get in. So that's really our top story. Then there's a massive public attack that they're not talking about now. It's here, the end of free speech, the end of the new media, the end of the Drudge Report, the end of InfoWars. And that is what the FCC chairman is saying in a headline at Drudge. FCC chairman, Drudge could be blocked under new rules. And we'll show that headline for folks right now. We're going to do our own articles again. I covered this last week in War and People. Now it's breaking. We need all of our reporters to write on this again today. And we need to, and print that for me, guys. Thank you. And we need to really have all the real media focus on this, like eight cylinders all hitting in unison, or they're going to get away with this. So I also want to break down the attack on the First Amendment and the integrity of the Internet. Not just free speech, but your business, your company that isn't an insider group, you're going to be shut out, discriminated against. That's mainstream news saying that. So we're going to discuss that attack and then how I think we should counter it. But going back to that Washington Examiner headline, we'll put that back on screen. FCC chair warns that conservative media like Drudge Report and Sean Hannity face regulations like PACs, like PACs. And that dovetails into a whole flotilla of attacks on the Internet. This new special office that the Boston Herald 2 weeks ago called chilling, free speech chilling and draconian. That's a major newspaper calling it that. So there's a bunch of stuff happening where they're now going to say, we don't care if you're not tax exempt. You're not going to be a media outlet like talk radio under the Fairness Doctrine and say we need to vote Obama out of office. He's a horrible person. We had the Fairness Doctrine until 1988, and you had 10 different Democratic senators the last couple of years call for it. They're bringing it back under a new name, and they're getting ready to launch all these wars. The economy's imploding. This is when they're going to try to censor things, like during the Civil War in the 1860s. It's here. It isn't a drill. It isn't a game. I've been telling you it's coming. All of the perfect storm alignments are now happening. So you better appreciate InfoWars.com. You better appreciate the real media now, because they're coming after it. We're on the enemy's list.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Let's face it, folks. Times, they are a-changing. Whether you're a hardcore survivalist or not, colloidal silver water and cream should be in everyone's medicine cabinet or bug-out bag. If the grid goes down, you'll still need to stop infections and kill germs. Colloidal silver water and cream does that. It's affordable and storable. Stock up today at colloidalresearch.com. It's made in America using only pure and natural ingredients. No preservatives or additives. Read all about it at colloidalresearch.com. Check it out. colloidalresearch.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
The quote, Vladimir Putin on his announced pullback from the Ukrainian border. We're told constantly about concerns over our troops near the Ukrainian border, Mr. Putin said after meeting with the president of Switzerland and current head of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. We have pulled them back today. They are not at the Ukrainian border, but in places of regular exercises at training grounds. Russia positioned 40,000 troops at least on the border. Meanwhile, NATO is pouring troops into Ukraine, advisors, CIA, the director of the CIA has been there, and they're pouring them into Poland and other areas. And they are moving them in up against the Russian border and saying they're going to permanently be there. That's what's being pushed. This is outrageous. Major provocation. I'm going to say it again. The West tried to get the Ukraine to go under the EU and be annexed. They see the EU like the blob, like a giant demonic amoeba, eating these countries, appointing presidents, bankrupting everything, stealing the pension funds, nationalizing everything, handing it over to the globalist. It's not privatization, it's robbing and calling it privatization. And they say, we don't want to join that. And then they overthrow the government and call them freedom fighters. And then some of the Russian folks who've been there forever, when it's part of Russia, say, we don't want to be under this. And they send tanks and helicopters in to kill them. And our media calls it wonderful and beautiful. And then Obama says that this is a duly elected government. It was not elected. It was appointed by the looters. If a million of us go to Washington and burn something down, and then say, we make this guy our leader, that's a dictator. That's going from one corrupt oligarchy to a dictatorship. If we ever overthrew a corrupt government, that's our right in the Declaration of Independence and in common sense, it's an organic right, we would have to then have national referendums and elect leaders again. It would be done, obviously, the best systems at the state level. Reconstituting the republic is my plan. Having a revolution to restore the republic, because it's really a restoration, and many constitutional scholars agree with me. Bruce Fine and many others. Bruce Fine, by the way, is on tomorrow about the multi-pronged attack to take over the internet by the FCC and others. But the FCC head says we'll censor free speech of Drudge Report by name. The White House is obsessed with it and says, how do we shut it down? Well, this is how they do it. We're going to break that down. I mean, this is all happening, and it's all connected. They're not going after the free speech for nothing. They're getting ready to kill the dollar, hammer the value of everything in this country, bring us into a depression to break our will. And Obama is saying that a coup government is elected. Folks, that's a total lie. That's 2 + 2 = 5. Our new flag, the American flag, I want our graphics department to have a new American flag that we put out on the Twitter and we put out on the Facebook, that is the blue area is a 2 + 2 = 5. And then in the bottom white stripe, it says the new official flag of Common Core, or the new official Obama flag, the new official brainwashing flag of Common Core. I mean, our flag should be 2 + 2 = 5, just like Orwell said in 1984. The ability to say 2 + 2 = 4 is everything. Because if you can do that, you can say, this is not unelected government. It was appointed by NATO. Just like in Greece, just like in Italy, they have appointed presidents by the IMF and World Bank. And it doesn't matter, though. Obama says, we'll play the clip right now. Obama says it's duly elected. Here it is.
What they cannot accept, understandably, is the notion that they are simply an appendage, an extension of Russia, and that the Kremlin has veto power over decisions made by a duly elected government in Kiev.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that is like saying that Lenin was elected. Lenin was not elected. They overthrew the government and took over. That's like saying Julius Caesar was elected. He just took power. I mean, this is 1984, when the president does not get called by any prostitute whore media. The president does not get called on saying 2 + 2 = 5. And we got a generation of kids being actually taught that. I mean, that is the biggest slap in the face. All of this is. These people are not liberals. They are flaming, fascist, brainwashing, psych warfare, gibbering criminals with a lust to destroy reality.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones
and
the
GCN Radio Network. Coming up.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled A-L-L-I-C-I-N plus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here back live. Again, thank you so much for joining us. It is simply a huge development that Russia is pulling its troops back from the border, but that's not even the big issue. Putin also told separatist Russians that are the majority in eastern Ukraine to not have a referendum in multiple cities this weekend, and that basically Russia is not going to accept them into Russia. So on the surface, it's a complete capitulation by Vladimir V. Putin to George Soros, NATO, the Rothschilds, and the New World Order, because they threatened to grab the senior Russian command's Swiss bank accounts. This is global governance. This is the total control. the Swiss socialists are all on record above the law and do not have to pay taxes. That's all over the Swiss news, all raising taxes to 101% on the middle class to destroy them last year. And we have another amazing article showing the fact that Russia is set for destruction by the globalists and China is to be used. If you look at State Department Memorandum 7277 and the police exchange program that Bernadine Smith and others have tirelessly exposed, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, when there was no alternative media, they would just put in the newspaper, hey, Chinese troops are here in town helping run checkpoints. And Czechoslovakian troops, Czech Republic troops, are in Scotland running checkpoints. And Israeli troops are in California running checkpoints. And I've gotten video of this myself. And then they send foreign troops to Israel and to Czech Republic, and they send American troops there to run checkpoints, and then American troops to Canada to run checkpoints during the last Winter Olympics there. That was in the major papers. Look it up. U.S. troops patrol Canada. And it showed them checking people's ID in the bar district of major cities on the front of the paper. We covered that here. It's bad to have your own troops randomly checking your IDs in the middle of the road or on a bar district. And they have the National Guard, State Guards doing it everywhere to acclimate people. Then you bring in foreign troops. This is French news agency, Agency French Press, AFP, Chinese police to help patrol Paris streets. You just heard me read that. And of course they've got a reason why a million Chinese tourists come a year, and some of them have been mugged, oh my goodness, by the giant third world populations that are in France. And the reason I won't go to France, because everybody I know that goes there says they get mugged. I don't care if you're Chinese, black, white, what you are. You get mugged by the Euro trash and by the giant third world populations that have poured into France, and the police will do nothing when the young hoods burn cities. They're too busy taking two-hour lunches and eating fine salads. Remember Max Kaiser describing why he left France, and he said they'll be rioting and burning buildings, and the French riot cops are throwing fits and eating the finest meals with literal tablecloths and tables they set up in the streets while people are burning things, and they will have their French cuisine. And I'm not bashing the French. They have a lot of beautiful culture and the rest of it, but it shows what decadence turns a country into. We certainly have our own problems. They're not having kids in France. They've given up. He talked about how in their apartment it was leaking for 2 weeks in the summer, flooding the whole building. He said it was like a 10-story building, flooding it from five floors up and dripping into the main concierge area, and he would go and say, you've got to do something, and there was one person there saying, sorry, everyone's on vacation, till the ceiling fell in. This is decadence, ladies and gentlemen. A 100% tax, though, if you actually try to make a million euros a year. You already paid 70-plus percent federal tax there. Now it's gone to 101%. So you just give up, shut down, and only let big chains and globalist operations operate who are exempt. They're exempt from almost all the taxes, and the French socialist, the scum of earth. The model for America, Obama 2 years ago hired the top French Marxist. Forget her name, you can pull it up, female top economist of France, to set U.S. policy. You can look it up. In fact, the headline is, Obama hires French economist to economic council. And this woman, they call her a socialist. You look her up, she's a hardcore Marxist. And this is who is going to run the country. But and remember, all the big billionaires, they love it. All the George Soroses love it. And I know I said I'd take your calls. I'm ranting and going off on the same jag every day. Renowned French economist to join Obama team. Looks like a 12-year-old boy. But she's a woman, so it's okay. Is that Rachel Maddow, the same cloning tank? Or is that Janet Reno's daughter? Or is that Big Sis's younger clone? Let's scroll down and read about her. That's France before. France's Esther Duflo, a star. Oh, you're a star. Economist. Would you go to be part of the sex trade, you know, in California and get ripped off and get, you're a star though, so it's okay. It's just the same thing. You're a star when you vote for Obama. You're a star when you're a commie. A star economist who was once named one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in the world has been nominated by U.S. President Obama to help shape U.S. global development policy. And they just launder all our tax money out to the IMF and World Bank. Oh, thank you. Yay. Let me get back to this. Chinese police to help patrol Paris streets. Well, they already patrol Hollywood. Can't have anything criticizing communism or communist China. Or the film doesn't get released. That's okay to have them be the biggest owners of our fake debt. That's okay to have them being leveraged to deindustrialize our country and use their people as total slaves. Chinese police will help patrol tourist destinations in Paris this summer. Yeah, I mean, they can't get the French police to do anything. After a rise in muggings and attacks on Chinese tourists, it says the French government is bringing them in with full police power. And I'll never forget a News 8 Austin piece, probably 4 or 5 years ago, I saw with my own eyeballs and played here on air. They said Austin police are being sent to Tokyo in an exchange program so Tokyo police can come here and arrest people. And in future programs with exchanges with police from other areas, they'll be here patrolling our street. I mean, it's just a global police force. Standardized codes, standardized uniforms, standardized socialism, standardized domestic security force. This is the UN Army, is the Chi-Coms. That's been the plan since the 60s. The CIA is a foreign banking cartel. Front group. They have been there day one, putting Mao Zedong into power in 1949 with the master plan. To take the hardworking, smart Chinese workers, give them slave wages, set up taxes worldwide where you can't operate in the West, move everything to China, consolidate power, deindustrialize, domesticate the general population, roll in your tyranny. If you want to watch the movie Rollerball to understand globalist Brzezinski nomenclature, David Rockefeller plans, they throw in your face the 1970s James Caan movie Rollerball and explain. You have cities, no longer nations, and then the cities are part of a global government. Houston is energy. Tokyo is technology. Then you have another country that's military. City country, city states. Tokyo, Houston, London, Moscow. And then you're only allowed to produce that. What is the U.S. supposed to produce? Super high-tech weapons to be the top of the pyramid to then export those to all the other groups, keep the arms race going. But then MIT admits that's actually been double-crossed. Insiders were always told America would be on top. It's all been transferred to China. It's over through Israel. It's already official. It's done. Officially done. You can look that up yourself. MIT says U.S. has lost the arms superiority race forever. By design, it's over. And the industrial system. See, that was the double-cross con. The U.S. is slated to only supply until robots are able to take over in the next 15 years, only to supply paramilitary forces. They're only to supply soldiers because generally the European military system and military European stock soldiers are historically good soldiers. That's it. And of course, when I say European training, it doesn't matter if they're Hispanic, black, or whatever. They're put into a European training, really Roman military system, which even goes back to the Greeks. But this is the system. Humans are to be phased out, rendered down, deindustrialized. It's all official. So the sooner you figure that out and read the globalist phone documents, the sooner we can beat this. Or you're like, I got my iPad in the game. So what? You can't stop it. I'm going to go party. Well, it doesn't matter if a majority of people either are too stupid or too weak to face the truth. A large minority of us want to have a future and don't want to be erased and don't want to be overwritten and fundamentally aren't going to join with evil. And we're going to beat the globalists. Now, I'll get into the huge attack on free speech in the next hour after calls. We have Jordan Maxwell coming on, who I really think is a great mind and a really smart guy. He's had a lot of health problems. He's been scheduled 3 times in the last 5 years to be on the show and has not ever made it. I hope today is the day he actually comes on. In the third hour, talking about symbolism in movies and subliminal subversive programming and basically predictive programming. So we'll see if he ends up being on the show. I'm not criticizing him. It's just that thrice bitten, thrice shy. But we'll see what ends up happening. I really like the guy and I want to be supportive of him. I know he's been having a lot of health problems with him and his family and trying to take care of people. And so he's been out of circulation, but that's coming up. I want to go to your phone calls on the Genesis board. Also, my phone system, it looks like it's locked up in here, but we'll see what's happening with that. But the toll-free number to join us here on our phone system is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And before I go any further, I want to play this clip of, speaking of the end of the Internet, as we know it, I'm going to explain how they're going to do it, how we can stop it. The FCC head, who has been saying he's against what's happening, but he doesn't control the whole board, has warned that conservative media like Drudge Report will face regulation like PACs, the end of free speech. And you know what? This is where I draw my line. If I want to support Rand Paul or Ted Cruz, or if I want to support a Democratic senator, it doesn't matter. I will support whoever I want with my free speech. And I'm not getting money from these people. If you had a Republican monopoly taking over and shutting things down, I would support the Democrats. Just out of survival. This is the end of free speech, and I will not be part of it. You'll have to send armed thugs here. I'm not going to shut up. And when they try to tell our AM and FM affiliates, if they get this through, that you can no longer carry Alex Jones or any other libertarian talk radio, it's time for the stations to keep it on the air. This is America, folks, and to go to court, to sue the government. They're not going to get away with this. And here's a headline dealing with this. FCC grabs for new regulatory power to go beyond broadband providers, the Hill. Net neutrality's death could spark populist revolt with echoes of the Gilded Age. Washington coddles moneyed, monopolistic internet barons. Yeah. Are we going to let a bunch of insiders take over the web for themselves and shut down their competition? And I don't just mean free speech. They're going to shut down your blog, your bookstore, your rare items shop, your online swap meet. It's all happening. That's why they're banning lemonade stands and bake sales nationwide with SWAT teams. They don't want you buying from farmers markets. They don't want you being a human. They don't want you having a garden. They want you on a giant plantation / reservation. You want to see what you're going to live like Russell Means said before he died on the show? Look at the reservation. Russell Means, we're all on the reservation now. Search that. That's the name of the video. Hour-long, powerful interview. And he says up front, this is the plan. Who invented the reservation? The British. For the Irish and the Scots. Then they deployed it against the Indians, the Native Americans. Then it was deployed by Hitler against the Jews and others. Hitler wrote that he got it from the British model. And the concentration camps were modeled off of U.S. reservations. Look it up. That's the FEMA camps, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to call them emergency relocation centers. They're going to have Friday night movies, folks. Don't worry. But troublemakers will be taken away, though, to a lockdown area and, you know, given over to mercenaries to be given a dirt nap. I mean, this is the plan. I'm not trying to scare you. They're going to execute this. Why do you think Drudge said months ago, have an exit plan? This is not a game. The rich people had left a long time ago that weren't part of this. I told you that I ran into in Wimberley folks that live next door to one of John Wayne's sons and talked to them, and they were leaving to Costa Rica 4 years ago. They were getting ready to sell out their stuff, their holdings, and leave because you, quote, wouldn't be able to get the money out after that. And sure enough, all that stuff happened. Outside of law, they just did it. You're after tax money. They were going to take money John Wayne made in the 40s and 50s and 60s that he'd already paid taxes on over and over again, and his kids had paid taxes on. They were going to take that. And John Wayne, of course, married Latin American woman, so his kids speak Spanish. The whole point is they're just getting out of this country, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what's going on in this country. I mean, classical tyranny is being set up. We're going to go to break and come back with Jay, Jack, Lawrence, Albert, Eugene, and then on our phone system, James, David, Andrea, and Terry. And I'm just going to give you 1 minute to go to the next person. We'll take calls to the bottom of the next hour, and then I will summon my psychological and mental repertoire and try to give you a proper analysis of the total internet takeover and how they're going to hit us. And the fact that they're moving forward with this shows you they're getting ready to move. Everything's going to start clicking. But it's so immoral, so evil, we've got a good chance to have this boomerang around and beat them. But this is so incredible. By the way, briefly, please support the broadcast. Don't take it for granted. Spread the word about the audio links, the free podcasts. Save these shows. Save my films. Buy the DVDs at InfoWarsStore.com to have them in archive. Get the T-shirts. Post flyers. Start your own radio shows. Start your own blogs. Start your own access shows. You better use it. It's precious. They do everything they can to keep you off air. Do it. Become an activist. Become a freedom fighter in the info war. We need you. Humanity needs you. Your family needs you. And go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the pro-gun t-shirts, the films, the books, the supplements, InfoWarsLife.com. That's how you fund the very tip of the spear in the info war. We need you. You need us. Fund me.
Who has the perfect piece of gear for your bushcraft pack or bug-out bag?
CanteenShop.com.
Want to be able to start a fire in any weather?
CanteenShop.com.
Need a well-built, handcrafted knife that'll be passed down for generations? Get to CanteenShop.com for the best selection of high-quality, hand-picked gear from over 20 small U.S. businesses and big-name brands to bring you the best that the bushcraft survival world has to offer. CanteenShop.com. What's missing?
What's missing from your kit?
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
So we have Ian right there.
What's his name?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
By the way, we've got something really special with Rowdy Piper, who's been a guest on the broadcast of They Live, coming up at the bottom of the third hour in the middle of the Jordan Maxwell interview that's coming up. But getting back to the end of the last segment before I go to your calls, where I said fund us, we don't force you to give money to MSNBC and all the globalist outlets, the state-run media. You better fund and support and promote. I know you know that, but I mean, now's the time to act like a chicken with your head cut off. Because if I get major capital, I will throw it against the enemy, and I'll have more to work with and not have to sit there and be more judicious and take my time about things. I mean, it's literally energized me. And we will take it to the enemy savagely, as we've already done. We will literally weaponize this operation against the globalist in the info war. We've already done it. But I'm all in. I'm committed. And you need to promote internet freedom, period, because they're going to kill the free speech first, then they're going after your commerce. That's what they really want to shut down. That's how they control everybody globally through the money. Look at the sanctions on Russia. This is what the technocracy is about. This is a very diabolical plan. It's a new kind of war. Jay, Jack, Lance, Albert, Eugene, James, Andrea, Terry, Rich, I'm going to go to all of you. Like, let's go to about two or three calls right now before this segment ends. Jay, you're on the air, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wyoming. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I've done research on stuff that you have presented, and I believe you. I believe what you're telling me is the truth. The stuff that, you know, the questions I have, you know, the more you learn, the more questions you should be asking. And, you know, with movies like The Stand, you know, where just millions of people die from a disease, and, you know, the movie like, you know, the new Red Dawn movie where it...
Now, when I read Obama, when I read The Stand, I was probably 25, and right. By Stephen King, and it's like an allegory of what's going on.
Yeah. Now, the new Red Dawn movie, you know, depicts Obama, you know, totally betraying the people and just allowing, you know, the Koreans to come in, you know, and they bomb our...
Well, again, it was going to be China, but China so controls us, proving the Red Dawn movie politically, that they took 2 years to reshoot it.
Oh, wow.
See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Chinese troops now occupying Paris. AFP, paramilitary police now occupying Paris. This is globalism. Foreign paramilitary in your cities.
My wife wants to know the Obamacare and the death panels.
It sets up federal boards that control the care people can get and cuts back the care. Oh, you're 65, you don't need eye surgery. Oh, you're a smoker, you don't get lung surgery. Oh, your knee's hurt, here's a cane. It's basic British model, but even worse.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that. I'm seeing that. I just had to quit my job at the VA here in town because of the fact that I can see these veterans being withheld.
It's on record. They put them on death list. It's a death panel. It's not just in Phoenix. All over the country, they just... It's well known. They just say, stop giving treatment to this person, let them die. And then they tie them down, and then flies crawl up their nose, lay eggs in their sinus, and eats their brain. We'll be right back. I'm not joking about that either, folks. I mean, you cannot make this stuff
up. Thank you for listening.
They call it maggoting.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides,
herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.